Hello, everybody. My name is Tommy Smurl. You may know me as the guy who fired Griffin McElroy, thereby launching his career. But tonight I have the honor to introduce my three favorite offspring. Well, they're my only offspring. Sydney Smurl McElroy, Taylor Smurl, and Riley Smurl. The voices of Still Buffering.
Welcome to Still Buffering, a sister's guide to teens through the ages. I am Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McElroy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
I feel like I got the definite least amount of applause there, but that's fine.
Not right, the guys. Energy to start
Yay!
The show with.
Woo! Thanks, Taylor.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
So,
guys,
Riley, what you drinking?
This is soda. Because
angry
I'm
soda.
19, and there are White Claws backstage, and this is torture.
So many White Claws.
There's so many White Claws.
This is going to be a lawless show. I'm so sorry.
And there were none here yesterday, and then I come tonight, and it's like, ooh, you can't have any of them. Sorry, you're a baby.
You're such a visco.
What?
A visco girl.
How do you know what that means, sister?
I took a quiz on the internet.
Okay. Was it from BuzzFeed?
Yes.
Okay.
You like scrunchies? You have a hydro flask.
You have a hydro flask. You're the reason I got a hydro flask.
They're really good at keeping water cold for a long time. If you forget them in your car for an entire workday and you come back, they're still cold.
I'm just so disappointed in what that actually is. Like, you say hydro flask, and I'm like, this is what a bounty hunter carries his future whiskey in, and it's like, no, it's just a bottle.
Like, it's just a bottle.
I did take a quiz to learn what a visco, which I initially said VSCO. No.
It doesn't stand visco. For anything.
And then the quiz told me I was an e-girl.
They know what it means.
Which is another thing. And then the other option was soft girl. I didn't know what any of these were. I had a moment as I took this quiz where I was like, here it is. I'm old. I should just quit now. I'll give up the internet. I'll return to Facebook where I belong. Who has some great recipes to share?
I took the quiz as well and got soft girl.
Mm-hmm. We should explain what these are. So what is a Taylor?
I still don't know. It says you like lip gloss and peaches. And I'm like, those are two things.
but do you like lip gloss and peaches?
What is my fruit preference? I like a lot of fruits. I don't know what that has to do with...
Including peaches.
Yeah.
And Riley, can you help me with the visco? Because visco is a thing. It's like a thing now.
Yes, visco is a photo sharing website. Like Instagram, but cooler.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have an Instagram. I have posted on it like twice.
Twice?
Uh-huh. And so visco is
Yeah, it's for more like photography, I guess. Uh-huh. I actually don't have one, but I did take the quiz and did tell me I'm a visco girl.
So what denotes a visco girl?
So from what I understand, you like scrunchies and hydro flasks, like you said.
Mm-hmm.
Wear oversized t-shirts. And you say, and I oop.
Can you help me?
And that. And the SKSKSK.
There are snakes. The audience is full of snakes.
It's like that scene from Harry Potter.
You can hear that too, right?
It's parcel tongue.
Okay. I know. I had a moment there. I'm a parcel mouth. I knew it. So what is the...
From what I understand, and I'm probably wrong, because I've never used it.
You're the youngest one on stage.
This is all up to you.
And
this is on me.
Probably among the youngest in the room, so...
That's fair.
We're going to defer to you.
So as far as I know, it's like when you're like a laughter on social media, like you're typing, or like an oh my gosh, and instead of like key smashing, or like ah-ha-ha, you're like...
Key smashing.
Yeah. You all know what key smashing is, right?
Okay, let's assume they didn't woo.
It's when you just kind of like the whole middle row of the keyboard, you just kind of like hit them all a bunch of times, like ah-ha.
That's a thing?
Yeah.
Is it like button mashing when you're playing Mortal Kombat? Is it like that?
Yes. Except with like...
Because that's what
A's
I did.
The K's and the G's. And the
oh.
What does it communicate to the person that receives the key smash?
I usually respond, Mom, are you having a stroke?
Now, Mom, I don't think does it intentionally.
Is this my baby? Yeah. Type me.
Does Cooper have
that's
your phone?
That's the other thing I say.
Cooper does have the phone. That's like a laughter, you know? Like a well, when you say it like when, that.
The other one, and I oop?
Yeah. And I oop?
How does one oop?
Oh. I mean, I get the face. I see the face. You just keep saying it to define it. That doesn't...
That's like a definition. That's a vibe. Like, oop. And I oop.
In what situation would one oop?
Like, someone, like, makes a sick burn on someone else, and you're like, and I oop.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, using other teen terminology to define teen terminology doesn't help old people.
I know sick burn is not like a cool, hip term that I have just invented in the year 2019. I've heard Sydney use it.
I believe I now oop.
I think that was an oop.
That's a proper oop.
I would like to... Before we move on, I would like to take a moment to debate the problem with e-girl, which I got, is that when I tried to figure out, like, help me, I'm 36. What does this mean for me and my life and how I move forward? And it said, you know, it's like in the old days, you would be called a goth kid or a ska kid or a scene kid. Those are all different things, one. And two, okay, what is it? And then it said something about winged eyeliner. And I was like, I don't know what does that mean?
Well, we have been doing this podcast for like 4.5 years.
No, I know what winged eyeliner is, but like, what is an e-girl? Because ska kids, scene kids, goth kids, alterna kids, these are different things. Take it. From a kid of the 90s, these are different.
But I don't know. I'm upset that I wasn't one. Like, I was all of those things.
That was my question, is why weren't you an e-girl?
I looked back at my answers to this quiz, and it's like, well, they asked me to pick what dessert I liked, and I was like, berry tart. And they said, what celebrity's cool? And I said, Zendaya. And they said, how about these colors? And I said, turquoise. And they said, you're soft. What?
It was the berry tart.
The berry tart.
As far as we can tell, we compared all of our answers, and the difference was the berry tart.
Yeah.
So from this quiz, what we deduced is that if you like berry tarts, you're soft.
If you like sugar cookies, you're a VSCO girl.
And if you like tiramisu, you're an e-girl. So there it is.
It's just that.
Could you help put... So that's what an e-girl is in terms of the past. A soft girl, I don't know. It was something about hair clips and cardigans.
I like both of those things.
How do we term... Like, what is a VSCO girl so that we can understand it, so we can connect it?
Like, have you ever heard the phrase, like, a Tumblr girl, like, from, like, the mid-2010s? Like, when I was in middle school. And I was like, I want to be a Tumblr girl and wear like flower crowns and take like artsy pictures and play my ukulele.
Okay. I get it. So you're basic. Is that?
That's another oop.
Did I get it?
Yeah, you got it. You both got it. You ooped properly and you read me. Thank you.
I'll be a teen again yet. You know what else VSCO girls like to do, I think, is take pictures of themselves.
Yeah.
And
it's a photo sharing website.
Uh-huh. And the funny thing about that is I've been thinking about this a lot lately because my daughter, who's 5, got... She kind of inherited...
From me.
From Riley. This Polaroid. This is really Charlie. She let me bring it on stage. She said, please don't break it. She made me she made me kneel down and gave me one of these, like, don't break my camera. Charlie, I won't break it. But Polaroids are very in and very cool. And I was thinking, like, why? Because phones... take such great pictures now. How did we get here? You know? Because when you think about it in like the grand scheme of like teen time, there was probably a time where teens didn't take pictures of each other because cameras were like expensive. And like your family had one and made you pose for pictures with your family, but like they didn't have one. Like I asked our parents and they were like, we didn't take pictures of things until the Polaroid came out. But then things have gotten so much better. And I think like the big turning point for us when I think about like what did I do when I was a kid was the disposable camera. That was like the, if you're going to Kings Island or whatever theme park is close to you, you're going to get your fanny pack and you're going to put the cash that your mom gave you in it and your disposable camera.
You've painted such a picture with your words.
I mean, it's true. And then you're going to take pictures of all your friends, like, on the roller coasters or whatever, and then you're going to take it home and never develop it.
Yeah, no.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that when teens started taking pictures? And it's the lost era of pictures because we never developed them.
Well, we also had those photo booths at, like, the mall. Like, you
yeah.
maybe, like, you know, like, collect a few of those per like friendship, like this is how I prove I have friends.
Look at my corkboard. There are many mall photos.
Hey, 5 people have allowed board. Me in close quarters with them.
Okay. That's true. And those are now that you know when you go to those now they like put borders on your photo.
Yeah.
I took one with Charlie once and there was a border that said Foxy Ladies, but she saw the fox on it and really liked it. So now Charlie and I have a picture together that says Foxy Lady.
Sure.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
I feel like the you had the disposable camera and then the only other option was if you were like into photography, which, and I say this as somebody who went through the phase where I was like, into photography. It was a very teen thing where you were like, I have a camera. I either have it because I borrowed it from my parents or I borrowed it from the photo lab at my high school. Either way, I'm into photography. And I'm going to take very artsy pictures now, but this is not my camera and I wouldn't take it to like a party because I'll break it or someone will break it.
You're also never going to get enough lighting in a party to make those work. I took photography in high school, and I was like, there was effort into getting those pictures to not just be like gray blurs. Yeah. I was the darkroom assistant in high school. How am I soft?
Okay, wait. What did you do?
I hung out in the darkroom. I made sure nobody like drank chemicals. I don't know.
Wait, were you the darkroom attendant?
I don't know.
Did you just stand in the corner patiently and hand out mints after people were done?
I towel over one arm. Need music.
You know what? I think an art teacher, a loving art teacher, knew I needed a place to belong, and so she made a position for me.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, that's the great thing about burning me is I make it worse.
Do you like hanging out in the dark room? You do, don't you? That's fine.
Eating peaches.
This is so soft, though. Everything you said is so soft.
Oh, so soft.
But then, like, I felt like there was, like, 30 seconds, and not really 30 seconds, but in the like, teen time, it was 30 seconds, where everybody got a digital camera and was like, this is great. And then instantly after that, everyone around me had phones that were like, why aren't you using your phone? And I was like, I've got a Razor. That was a flip phone.
Yeah.
It was really...
Yeah. I had a flip phone.
It was really cool. It was cool to have one for a minute, and then it wasn't. But there was, like, the digital camera, and then everybody went immediately to phones. And so then phones took over, and so the rise of the Polaroid confuses me.
Yeah.
What is the appeal? Is it the... it's? Well, I mean, they're all instant, so, like, what's the... You like physical objects again? Is that back?
Yeah.
You like permanence?
We love stuff.
I didn't think you did. I thought you liked experiences. I didn't think you liked things anymore. I thought that was the whole thing.
Isn't this like an experience? Like you take the picture and like you shake it and then you put it up on your wall and your little Polaroid wall in your room with all your pictures with your friends.
You know you don't have to shake it.
But like that's the fun part. That's the whole like shake it.
It's the fun part?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Well, let her have it. That's fine.
Why do you want to ruin my magic?
No, that's fine. I mean, I have no problem with it. I love to see the Polaroids that Charlie takes. I love to see the world from her perspective. So I'm not throwing shade on the Polaroid. I'm just confused because phones take really good, you know, pictures.
Yeah, but like...
And also, like, this is really hard to take a selfie with.
Sid, well, yeah. I'm going to call you out here. We brought back vinyl, okay? So it's like, you can have all the music in the world in this tiny device, or spend $30 for this little disc that you got to flip halfway through.
That's fair.
That's true. I do have a record player.
Yeah, you do.
I have much vinyl. If you couldn't tell by the corduroy blazer... I own a lot of vinyl. I thought that was already pretty obvious.
And I'm the Visco girl? I'm the basic one?
Hello, everyone. Sorry to interrupt the show, but this is Sydney from the future. Here to take a quick break to tell you about our sponsors this week on Still Buffering. First of all, Still Buffering is brought to you in part by Zola. Zola can take the stress out of wedding planning by offering you free wedding websites, your dream wedding registry, affordable save the dates and invitations, and easy-to-use planning tools. The great thing about Zola is they make it easy to personalize your favorite design so that you can put all your wedding details in there, and it can look like you. It can reflect you. They've got an FAQ section that will help address awkward questions. Things like, can I bring my kids? And I can tell you, as someone with kids, that is always an awkward question, no matter what end of that you're on. So they can help you deal with awkward social interactions, which that's great for me and many like me. You can put your Zola registry on your wedding website so guests can get all the details they need and buy your wedding gift in one convenient and beautiful place. And I can tell you, as somebody who has planned a wedding, that it's incredibly stressful, and I offloaded most of it to my mom. And my mom is probably not going to plan your wedding for you. I don't know. I mean, you can ask her, but I don't know. I don't think she's going to. So instead, why don't you ask Zola to help you out and make it a more enjoyable process so that you can focus on the celebration of love and togetherness that it should be. So to start your free wedding website and also get $50 off your registry on Zola, go to zola.com/stillbuffering. That's zola.com/stillbuffering to start your free wedding website and $50 off your registry on Zola. The other sponsor we want to tell you about this week is Birchbox. Here's the thing. We all have things in our life that really make us who we are. And sometimes they take time away from taking care of ourselves. You know, we're all really busy. We're, for me, being a doctor and a mom and a wife and a podcaster and also Sydney. And, you know, sometimes it's hard to find my Sydney time. And you can maximize your Sydney time. Well, not your Sydney time. It's your time with Birchbox. Birchbox makes it easy and convenient and fun to discover new products and buy full-size versions of the samples you love sent right
to your door. They work with over 500 prestige brands that offer something for every hair type, skin concern, lifestyle. All you have to do is fill out your personal profile and they'll send products curated for you to love. If you're like me, you have difficulty knowing what new products to try or even exist. That's a boundary for me that there are different products for your skin and hair and that even exist. And Birchbox can help you out by sending you samples of these things. You try them out, you find the ones you love, and you keep using them and make sure that you get that little bit of Sydney time, only your time, insert name here, time each day. So head to Birchbox.com/stillbuffering to learn more about Birchbox and use promo code stillbuffering to get $5 off your own monthly box of you time. That's promo code stillbuffering at Birchbox.com/stillbuffering for $5 off your first Birchbox. Birchbox.com/stillbuffering. All right, now back to the show.
But how do you take a selfie with this?
I mean, like, I've never taken a selfie with a Polaroid camera before. Like, why are you trying to put selfies on this classic piece of technology?
I do think there's a mirror, though. I think there is a selfie mirror on the front of those. They know what generation they're playing to. You have to take it out of the case. But trust me, I have my own. It's pink. Oh, no.
Well, and you said you weren't soft.
What, hey, describe your little selfie or your little Polaroid purse. Describe it for us.
It's covered in flamingos.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. I know,
flamingos
I saw it.
Flamingos are kitschy.
I
okay,
saw it in your soft, right. Soft bedroom today.
Mint is not a... it's okay. I have a mint bed.
I'm trying to get you to talk about selfies with me, Riley. Will you talk about selfies?
I'm talking about selfies with you. Mm-hmm. Sydney, it's a picture you take of yourself.
Well,
usually,
yeah.
Usually like this.
Uh-huh. It is not that simple.
No, my understanding is that there are rules for selfies, and I am not a person who has taken a lot of selfies.
No, you've taken one, and it's your profile picture on Instagram. And you just kind of did, you kind of did this mom kind of thing where you held it all the way up, and you were like...
I took several versions before I picked the right one.
Well, there you go. That's one thing. Well, that's a
I tried to
thing.
Kind of tousle my hair.
I looked into some rules.
You did.
And in one of them, there was a tip, I guess, more. Okay. From Kylie Jenner. That's
oh, good.
Is that a VSCO?
Is Kylie Jenner a VSCO?
She's her own thing, right?
Yeah, okay, Kylie Jenner is her own thing.
She's her own
well,
thing.
Yeah. Well, she recommended that when she takes a selfie, that she takes as many as possible, maybe even 500, and...
That's a lot.
She'll pick the one, but then even when she picks the one, sometimes she looks back through them and realizes she picked the wrong one, and she regrets it. But that's the only thing she regrets. That's a quote.
Her and Frank Sinatra, baby. Too few to mention.
Ah, yes. Topical reference to Frank Sinatra.
We do a podcast about teenagers.
Did I oop you?
That's an oop.
The whole thing is I'm the old one. That's the whole thing we sell here.
But you're not that old. Frank Sinatra?
One time I had a CD of Zodiac themed songs, one for each sign. And the one for Aries, that's what I am, was my way. And so I've just, you know, felt really connected ever since. That's a true story. I didn't make that up. So what are the rules, though, other rules for selfies? Because I've read that there are lots of things you should follow if you're going to take a good selfie. And some seemed obvious. Like, I read one list, and the very first rule was don't take bathroom selfies.
Why?
Because you never look cool in front of a toilet.
Now,
wait, you're about to make an argument pro-toilet. I'm excited.
Here we go. Buckle
how,
in.
How cool is the toilet?
No, no, no. Okay, no.
How cool would it have to be?
I have been to Japan where the toilets, like, they will stand up and give you a gentle hug and kiss you on the forehead. And I still don't want a picture with it.
Why not? That's like Baymax in the form of a toilet. I would love a picture with toilet Baymax.
But if you take a picture with a toilet, then it's sort of like acknowledging that you used it.
Well, yeah, Sydney. Everybody does. I'm pretty sure your children own a book called Everybody Poops, and that is a fact. You are a physician. You are a medical doctor.
Not me. No. Mm-mm. No.
Is that a great generational jump, like those of us who will and will not allow the knowledge of bowel movements?
That we acknowledge that we use the bathroom?
Did you just say
okay that?
On no!
You're like our mom.
Our mother is dying upstairs.
Yeah, I know. My girls are talking about poop.
Ah, you said the P word.
I'm sorry, Mom.
Right. So we're going to agree to disagree on toilets?
I think if it was a really cool toilet, I'd be okay with that.
So you can take a bathroom selfie as long as it is the coolest toilet.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Otherwise, no.
Like if the toilet's talking to me, I want documentation of that. I'm sorry if that's silly, but I don't see a talking toilet very often.
I read some rules about how often you're allowed to post selfies.
Okay.
Is there a rule? Like, the list I read said, like, you know, once or twice a month. That seemed very limited. That seemed restrictive. I felt like you should be able to post more selfies than that.
Well, you got to have some diversity in your Instagram feed. No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Is that why? No, but you could still post a selfie a day, right? Like,
well,
this is my daily...
Yeah, post whatever you want. Like, I feel like I say that a lot on this podcast. Like, those are the rules, but, like, do whatever you want.
And then I read, like, though, that you, like, certain hashtags, like,
no.
going to
no.
the gym, or good
no.
morning,
no.
or GQ, LOL, that those
Wait,
were not.
Sorry. What?
GQ, LOL?
Yeah. Like, hashtag GQ, LOL.
You gotta
think about the way they would like say it.
Like the
like look
the
at
magazine?
This picture of me, hashtag GQ, LOL, like that. I assume.
I don't
you say like you haven't thought
this
about
this is my hypothesis. As a scientist, I don't know. I haven't researched it, but this is my guess.
So no. Is it you can't do these anymore?
Hashtags,
yes.
As far as I'm concerned, in the teen scene, are out.
Aw. But can we keep
controversial? I guess a hot take. Opinion. I don't know. I'm sorry, guys.
What about hashtag blessed? Because that's all over Facebook.
Well, yeah, you're on Facebook because you're a mom.
I'm assuming hashtag gratitude went there too.
Yeah, it would.
But can we keep hashtag? I know. OOTD means outfit of the day. But every time I see it, I go oot to do, and it makes me really happy.
I want that sound bite of you saying that. And every time, because I do this a lot. If you, like, on Snapchat, I just take pictures of my outfits and, like, post them on Snapchat, like a mirror selfie, like, whatever.
Yeah.
I want that in the background every time I post one. Do-do-do.
It's just a good sounding word. When we were talking about, before we were talking about the show, we were talking about different selfie rules and different selfie things. Our dad was like, you know, selfies I don't understand are when people post pictures of their food. And we were like,
well, Dad,
that's not a selfie. That's your food.
There's one rule of a selfie, I think, that goes above all of them, and it's in the name, and that's that you have to have,
you gotta have yourself in it.
It's valid.
And we all post pictures of food, so. I mean, especially when you go to Bubba Gump Shrimp.
Bubba Gump and his experience that we don't discuss.
Forget about it now.
Now, I read that it's important to look natural, but I also got some tips on how to do that.
Tips on how to look natural.
Because everybody knows you can't actually just look natural. I've never looked natural a day in my life. Right now. Oops. No. But one of them was to say... yes, in your head when you're taking the picture.
Okay. Now, Taylor, I would posit that when you take selfies and you do this kind of face where you're like, that's like, yes.
Oh, is that what that is? Yeah. Okay. That's yeah. Okay.
That's what you do. That's like, I'm happy. Yay! Yeah.
You, right. You and Travis both use the same face.
You do.
Like it's instantly. I don't know if that's thing. Like a middle child thing, but like you instantly go to the... Every time you take a picture. Yeah. I just want you to see my molars. I don't know.
Now, Sydney, you do the opposite, and you refuse to show teeth.
But please tell us why. I prefer the closed mouth.
Why? Please Smile. Explain, because you told us why, and I want you to share it with all these people.
Because among some primates, showing your teeth can be a sign of aggression, and you never know who's looking at your photos.
What monkeys what? Might be looking
just
for
scrolling
your
through your Instagram feed.
I am not trying to show aggression. So I'm trying to communicate my feelings accurately.
Uh-huh. And I am saying clearly, hey, monkeys, you're looking at my Instagram? Look at all these teeth.
I will take your bananas. I'm assuming that's what you mean.
Yes, that's exactly what I meant.
I'm sorry, I didn't think you were going to make a banana joke.
He's a monkey.
That's the only way you go with that. All right.
The other thing about selfies I've never gotten wrong is which way are you supposed to look? Because okay, I feel like every time camera? I'm in a group of people and they go for a picture, everybody reminds us like to look up or look down. And I never get this one right.
Now, I'm going to do a real pop quiz real quick to test your base level of knowledge. Mm-hmm. If I hold the camera here... Are you going to look up or down?
Well, yeah, but like which one is the better one? Is it better to be
you
like...
You mean if I'm holding the camera above your head, is it better to look at the ground? Well, no, because that's not a selfie because you're not going to be
no,
in
no, but like where are we supposed to... Like is this the more... Is this better? Do we want more neck is what I'm asking. Or
well,
less?
Tyra always says to like you know, like elongate the neck.
Ah, the no-neck monster.
Exactly.
I remember Tyra telling me about that.
Yeah.
You get too high and that's the MySpace. Like, you get like up
that's
above
the selfie
your head
you took that's your profile picture on Instagram. It's all the way up here with both hands.
You took a MySpace pic?
Yeah. Yeah.
You are an e-girl.
My selfie from space.
We have adequately self-identified all of us during the course of this show.
I'm very excited to be taking this selfie up here.
All right, so do you want to give us, like, you seem to know. So instead of us guessing wildly at angles and inclusion of teeth, can you just give us a rundown?
Sure. Okay, is everyone taking notes? Everyone...
Riley's rules for selfies.
101, welcome to my course. Hi, everyone.
It's like a TED Talk.
Welcome to my TED Talk. So first, you got to know your side that you prefer to take a picture on, right? Like everyone has like the side that they'd rather take a picture on. And usually when I'm with my friends, I have to fight like, no, I want to be on the right because that's my good side. You know what I'm saying? I feel so bad about myself right now. Talking about all of this, expecting some sort of validation, but everyone's just like, wow.
No, I'm listening. No, I'm so with you here.
You have to know your good side.
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
I just thought human beings were largely symmetrical, so I was confused.
Well, not everyone. Most people don't have a symmetrical face.
Well, I know not perfectly, but like more or less.
Yeah, I mean, we have two eyes and like, you know, like two ears on both sides, but and two eyebrows, but... So then you have to get the lighting right. They have those little rings that you can put on your phone. It's like a ring light. You can get the perfect selfie lighting. Travis actually got me one for Christmas.
That's so perfect.
And then I usually go sideways just because I feel like if you go vertical, then it's, I don't know, you get less of like the, I don't know, sideways is just like landscape. I don't know. I don't know.
Landscape your face. All right.
And okay. Then I always go down.
Oh, okay.
Down.
Down.
Not up. Down.
So we want the neck to completely disappear.
Well, no.
Necks are out.
We're not going
you heard
down
it here.
Below the face. We're
get
just
rid of the necks. Necks. No.
You're not going underneath. You're just showing adequate neck.
Adequate neck.
Regular neck. Regular neck.
as my daughter would say.
The focus of the face, is, the selfie is the face, not the neck. Like, your neck is just, like, there.
What about the duck lips? Are they...
No.
Okay. Okay. No duck lips.
I mean, like, sometimes I find myself doing that in the mirror when I'm, like, putting on my makeup. You know that face when you have when you're, like, trying to make sure everything looks good and you're, like... It's kind of a duck face, I guess. Mm-hmm. But I usually go with, like, the regular smile. But I do show teeth because I'm not worried about primates. But I don't have the Travis Taylor smile. My mouth is all the way open, like a little happy medium.
Okay.
And that's it.
And then you go post it on Instagram.
After you take like 500.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Or do you do a TikTok?
No. How do you know what TikTok is?
It was in the quiz. I think TikTok is like a Vine, right?
TikTok is new Vine, I guess.
Right?
Yeah.
And a Vine is like was like a GIF.
No, no, no.
Okay, okay. No. This is important.
GIF.
You need to help us settle this because we were talking backstage. Riley and I are firmly in the GIF camp.
Thank you.
I don't feel like we even need to ask about
this. Let's go ahead. Let's hear it. Let's. Wait.
You can't all cheer voice for both. GIF.
You guys just like clapping for words.
Words.
This is like the Grease 2 debate all over again. No, Grease is better. Grease is better.
Speaking of which, if you like Rocky Horror, you should really see the equal, not the sequel, shock treatment. It's so good.
We were trying to prep for this show, and Sydney just insisted on playing us the entire soundtrack to shock treatment instead of doing whatever we were supposed to be doing. We've gone over time. That's our show.
And is that an and I oop?
That's an and I oop. We went over time.
And we ooped.
And I ooped.
Snake sounds.
Parcel tongue for life.
I have been asked by the brothers, my brother and me, to say if you have any questions and you're in the audience for tonight's show, send them to live@mabimbam.com and put your the show date and your seat number in the subject line and then a one sentence question in the body. They asked me to do that. I don't know if I said that right. I'm sorry, Travis, if I did it wrong.
You did good.
I did my best.
You did very well. Very well.
Thank you to everyone backstage, for our dad for introducing us, to my brother and me for letting us open for you guys, to Paul, to King's Theater.
Thank you. Thank you to Brooklyn. Letting us be here. Yeah.
That's Taylor too, I guess.
I live here, so it's...
I know. Well, it's like it's your adopted home. You've almost been here longer than you were in,
that's other
your
places.
Birth home.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And we've loved it. Taylor, we had a day in Brooklyn with Tay today, and
we
it was beautiful and wonderful, and we had a great time, and we're thrilled to be here.
Yeah.
So, thank you. Thank
you all for being here.
Yeah. Thank you.
I skipped college for this.
Yeah.
Don't reinforce that.
I told my teachers it was for business. This has been Still Buffering, A Sister's Guide to Teens Through the Ages. I'm Riley Smurl.
I'm Sydney McRoy.
And I'm Taylor Smurl.
I am a teenager.
And I was too.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.
Hello, this is Amy Mann.
And I'm Ted Leo.
And we have a podcast called The Art of Process.
We've been lucky enough over the past year to talk to some of our friends and acquaintances from across the creative spectrum to find out how they actually work.
And so I have to write material that makes sense and makes people laugh. I also have to think about what I'm saying to people.
If I kick your ass, I'll make you famous.
The fight to get LGBTQ representation in the show.
We weirdly don't know as many musicians as you would expect.
I really just became a political speechwriter
by accident of realizing that I have accidentally pulled my pants down.
Listen and subscribe at MaximumFun.org or wherever you get your podcast.
It's like if the guinea pig was complicit in helping the scientist.